Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
100 years ago, the forward-looking people of Knoxville built a state-of-the-art library that served the community for generations. With library usage never higher and libraries leading the way with new information technologies, once again, it's time to look to the future. Let's go in-depth with Knoxville Library Board of Trustees members Dave Garcia, Penny Somar, Jean McKay, Mary Maldonado, Library Director Rosalind Thompson, and retired Library Director Jan Behrens. So Dave, tell us a little bit about the proposed expansion of the library.
Well, the Knoxville Library Board has worked on the expansion project of the library, and we've done some research with help of consultants, our library building consultants, and they've told us that we need to double our size to be able to serve the community of Knoxville for the next 20 years. So that's when we decided to start our expansion project. And basically, we are going to build, the project is to build a one-story building to the west of the library, and it will double our size. It's going to house a community room that we can split in two different community rooms that we can have meetings for two different meetings at one time. Also, it's going to have the whole entire upper floor will be the children's department. We are also going to expand the genealogy department. Right now, we have a wonderful genealogy department, but it's just too small. I don't know if people have seen it, but there's lots of information in there, just not enough room to put it. And we're going to more than double its size. We are going to have double the amount of computers. We're going to have two study rooms.
Now, you were talking about an expanded kids section. Rosalind, I came to a program with kids, and I couldn't get in.
Absolutely. We've had wonderful attendance at all of our children's programs. We've had a magic show where we had more than 100 kids. We've had two jugglers come and do a performance for us. And on Friday, we have a balloon artist who's coming. And we know that attendance will be tremendous at that program. Sometimes we get so many people that the parents have to stand out and stand outside of the room.
And sometimes grandparents. Jean, I saw you there.
That's true. I think it's just imperative that we have this kind of programs available to our kids in the community and to instill in them a love of reading and learning. And I know my grandchildren love to come to the library.
Now, I think that unless you get to the library for some of these events, you might not understand that the library has become a community center for this kind of thing, hasn't it, Penny?
It has, and I think one of the questions that we get so much is there really a need for this in the computer age that we're in? Is the library going to be used as much as it has been in the past? And actually more so, because there's so much assistance and help here with using the computer. Having one and being proficient at using it are two different things, and we have that assistance here for people who are maybe job searching or kids doing reports at school or proctoring for test for college exams, those types of things. So a library is a great resource for that.
Well, when I walked in today, every computer was being used.
And most of the time you'll see that.
Is that right?
Oh, absolutely, because everyone seems to come in looking for jobs, writing resumes. We also have a lot of kids coming in, playing games, and people sending emails, keeping in touch with their families and their friends. Our computers get used a lot. Yeah, sometimes we get a waiting list of people wanting to use them. And with the nationals coming out, we get a lot of people from out of town who are wanting to use the computers too.
More in depth after this. continued my conversation about the proposed Knoxville Library expansion with Knoxville Library Board of Trustees members Dave Garcia, Penny Somar, Jean McKay, Miriam Maldonado, Library Director Rosalind Thompson, and retired Library Director Jan Behrens. Well, and Jan, you were head librarian when the whole transition to the Internet came. And everything's changed with the Internet.
Yes, that's true. When I first came, there were no Internet computers at all. That was all new. We added computers. And the minute we put a computer in, people just flocked to it. So there's so much need for computers and for space for computers, because computers take up a lot more space than a book. So, but just because there are computers doesn't mean that books aren't necessary. Books are used a lot, and a lot of times children use the books and the computers in conjunction. So
despite all projections, books haven't gone away, have they?
No, absolutely not. A lot of our circulation is still the printed materials, although we also provide the services to e-books and audiobooks, and those are checked out a lot, too. And I think one of the main services that we offer would be the programming that we do for the kids and the teens and the families. To me, the library is a lot about serving families and the whole community.
And Miriam, how long have you been on the library board?
I came on in 1988, so I'm really a long timer, and I have seen the changes that the library has been through over the years. When I came, we were thinking about the expansion of the current building, and I'm very happy to see it now going us through another phase of expansion, because 20 years have gone by and the library has really grown. But the growth has been in a different way. In 88, the library was not computerized at all. Everything that was done in the library was manual. Even the catalog was done with the small cards. But when we opened this current building, everything was computerized. The catalog was in the computer. And actually, our library was one of the first libraries in Iowa that had the computers. So I remember even the case when the director from the Des Moines Library came over here to see our computers and see how the catalog was done. And it's amazing that change from the cards to the catalog was done when the library was closed and the employees were working in the basement of the post office. I don't know if long-time residents of Knoxville will remember that the library was not open, but everybody was working in the basement of the post office. And that was when the books went into the computer. So when we opened the new building, no catalogs anymore. You had to go and find the books through the computer. Now we are going through a different phase. They can get the books electronically. They have the e-books that they can read. So it's another change. And that's why we have to go along with the technology and be thinking in the future.
Oh, so we were ahead of Des Moines there for a while.
We were, and actually that's what I said, is one of the things that I remember the most, because that was very impressive that we were so far ahead of everybody when we did this expansion.
And so Knoxville has in many ways led the way with libraries, and you just want to continue this?
I think we are on the cutting edge. We really try to do the best that we can here, and we always have. And I really think that the community has always stood behind the library. They started in 1910 when we started thinking about a library to begin with, and they continued to support the library when we doubled the size in 89 and 90. And it's time to double the size again because we have so much growth.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the proposed Knoxville Library expansion with Knoxville Library Board of Trustees members Dave Garcia, Penny Somar, Jean McKay, Miriam Maldonado, Library Director Rosalind Thompson, and retired Library Director Jan Behrens. I'm sure there are people out there that are thinking this $4 million price tag is pretty pricey. Would you like to address that?
Yeah, $4 million does sound like a lot of money for an expansion. But as we did our research and we had building consultants, they really studied what our need would be in the future for the next 20 years. They went through census material. They went through the library, talked to staff, and they really studied what we need in the future, and that kind of came up with the type of building we needed. And also, if you look at it, if we do this now, it's going to be a lot cheaper if we did it now than if we waited 10, 15 years down the future. So we're eventually going to have to build this library, and you know, now is a great time to do it, and we're excited about it. We're looking to double the amount of computers, but also right now, we have a great need for Wi-Fi in the community. There's not a lot of buildings that have Wi-Fi for the public. And if you ever come to the library on a day that it's an early out or a day that kids do not have school, you'll see kids, the middle school kids and the high school kids, all over the library on the floor, sitting on tables. There's just not enough room for these kids. And part of our expansion is going to have an area for these kids that they can feel comfortable with couches, with tables for them to use to use their laptops and use the Wi-Fi. And I also believe having an up-to-date, current library is very important for quality of life. I know my personal experience when I came to Knoxville to look for a place and see if we wanted to live in this community, the first place we came, we went to two places, the library and the rec center. Yeah, it really does help with recruitment. I mean, if we have a really neat library, people come here and just want to be part of it. And if they see that the library is not able to accommodate it, the community, then maybe people might not want to be part of this community. So I think it's really important for our city departments to do what they can do to be the best they can be.
And so where's the money going to come from?
Private sources is our goal at this point. We'll be doing a lot of fundraising as well as calling on the citizens personally and ask them for their help. This is their library, and we hope that they'll be generous and help us accomplish this goal.
Jean, why do you think people should get behind this project?
I think it's been proven that there's a need for the facility to be enlarged and improved, and the statistics about the usage of the library will back that up, that we're not meeting the needs at the present time, and we need more space and more facility in order to do that.
The sheer numbers. I mean, and if you've ever been to a children's event, when you see little kids trying to see something going on and they're having to sit out in the other room because there's not a facility we can get them all in to enjoy the activity that's going on. I mean, that's our future in the community, and we want to be able to include everybody and have them enjoy the activities that go on here.
With the expansion, what are you thinking about with respect to the future?
I know that with the expansion, we can expand our programs and our services. We'll have more room for programming. The community meeting rooms will enable all kinds of groups to meet and make use of the meeting rooms. Already right now we see that our meeting room is used more than 300 times in a year, used by all kinds of community groups. And also we'll have the study tables, the study rooms, which we get groups of tutors and students who come and make use of the tables. And right now there's not a whole lot of space for them to do that. We see a lot of people coming in to read the magazines, and there's not much room for them to sit and browse the materials that they want to. And definitely with the addition of the computers in our computer area, because we see that usage there too.
And as longtime librarian, Jan, you probably see a different future out there than many patrons like myself.
I know that the statistics show that our size library should be double of what we have. I know that we check out more materials per capita than most of the other libraries in our size category. And our library doesn't only serve people of Knoxville. We serve rural patrons. We also serve people from other communities. There are many other communities that come and check out materials from the library or come to use our services. And I think Rosalind mentioned people during nationals, people come in to use the computers and use the Wi-Fi, and it's a very important thing.
And Miriam, I'm going to give you the last word. Why is it important for the community to come behind the library expansion?
Well, like somebody has said, the library is the living room of the community. When you come to the library, one of the things that strike you is the difference in ages of the patrons of the library. You have children attending children programs. You have adolescents looking books in the adolescent section. You have older people attending older programs. And you have all kinds of materials to satisfy each group of people. And this translate into the activity that the community is doing to improve themselves culturally and academically or doing anything that they want to find out. The best place to find the information is the library. So I think that if we have a bigger place to serve our community, the community will be very well served.
Thanks to Dave Garcia, Penny Somar, Jean McKay, Miriam Maldonado, Rosalind Thompson, and Jan Behrens for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.